right center. Takes the snap. Turns. Gives. McGahee gives it back to Campbell. He steps. He fires. He's got Gordon wide open. Caught it. 10-5. Touchdown.
Browns fans, I'm now joined by quarterback Jason Campbell, fresh off the practice field. Jason, thanks for taking time out.
No problem. Appreciate it. Anytime.
Jason, let's go back to your childhood. When did it click for you that you wanted to be a professional football player?
I think it was, I had a dream. I always felt as a kid that, God had blessed me with the ability, to make it professional sports. I always played basketball and football for the main part, and I remember one day being in the yard, just throwing the ball to my friends and everything, and my parents were sitting on the porch, and my dad told my mom, I want him to play football. And, she was like, nah, he's not playing football, he's playing basketball. And my dad's like, nah, I think we should let him play football. So when I was in seventh grade, I was throwing the little ball about 50 yards. And so we used to air it out in seventh grade. And ever since then, it just kind of took off. And I just fell in love with the game, how competitive it was. And the Friday night lights with everyone coming out, it's at the whole town is empty, but everyone's at the game. But it was fun. It really inspired me because I think through sports makes a community.
Being a quarterback, who were some of the greats that you modeled your game after growing up?
Everyone used to say I look like Doug Williams, for a little while. We wore 17, and, both of us got long legs, kind of lanky. But Steve McNair was a guy that grew up 15 miles from where I grew up. And I can remember watching him when he was in high school, and when he went with the Alcorn, and then from there on to Tennessee. Just the things that he used to do, and he come from a very small town. And we both come from small towns. And to come out of a small town to be able to live your dream, I think it really what drives me now, because people say, what still drives you? What drives me is those kids every summer when I have a football camp, it's 400 to 450 kids that show up. And, I just want to give them hope and give them an opportunity to shoot for their dreams and don't ever give up. Don't let anyone tell you you can't make it because you're from a small place, because you can. And another guy was Brett Favre. He grew up an hour away, So those two guys I looked at because I was like, they're both from my area. And I was like, they can make it. Then there's no sense in saying you can't.
Jason, away from football, if you weren't playing football, what are some of the hobbies and what do you like to do while you're not playing ball?
Things I like to do, I like to bowl. I don't really bowl during the season because I'm right-handed. And, we throw, but I like to bowl. I like to go play golf. And I'm not the guy that you want to take out there and play 18 holes. I'm a 9-hole guy. Get it. Take a break. It's hard to go 18 straight, but other than that, I just like to, be around family. I'm a family person. I enjoy spending time with the nephews. I enjoy, just being around family, doing different things, traveling together, taking trips together, and, just living life, understanding that, this is a job, but you also have another life that you have to take care of, too. And I just enjoy doing those type of things when I'm away from the game.
First and 10, he's got the shotgun snap, throws right, wide open, Whitaker at the 5, stretches the ball, touchdown, and they are right back in it.
And lastly, Jason, how excited for you the opportunity to go against the defending Super Bowl champions, but this time, starting the game.
Yeah, this is going to be a big challenge for us. It's a division game, it's in our home stadium, and it's the game before the bye week, and it's a must-win game, and that's the biggest thing about it. So I expect us to come out, play hard for four quarters. It's going to be a tough game. I understand that, they haven't been beat in 11 tries. Right. So, we're trying to stop that streak and, and get another one going. So, this is a very important game for us in a lot of ways and a lot of reasons. And, we're excited about it. We're excited to see how much growth we've come. And the streak got to start somewhere and one got to stop. So we need to stop the three skid and get us a winning streak going.